I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Boogeyman, the first full-length feature version of Stephen King's short story, whereas we were given a 20-minute short film in 1982, and while I have my reservations based on its tone and pacing, I still think it has smarter characters than your average horror film with jump scares. The story involves two sisters whose mother passed away, and the therapist's father, played by Chris Messina, has yet to talk to their family therapist about his sadness. He is then visited by a man accused of murdering his family and is speaking about a sinister force that did the horrible job. He's played by David Dasmalchin, and after he gets killed, the sisters now become threatened by what is referred to as the Boogeyman. Sophie Thatcher from The Tomorrow Man and The Book of Boba Fett plays the older sister who is trying to make sense out of this nightmare, while Vivian Lyra Blair from Bird Box and Obi-Wan Kenobi plays the younger sister who sleeps with all the lights on, and they both express their fears and emotions with the right notions. The Boogeyman may not rank with other horror films based on Stephen King's novels like The Shining or It, but it sure keeps you involved with the characters and how they struggle to overcome the loss of their mother while being threatened by this demon. This has the kind of common sense and patience of a horror film with an evil force that I looked for and missed in Smile. 3 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs way up for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, one of the year's great achievements, thumbs down for Kandahar, which is too routine for its own good, thumbs up for Master Gardener and for the performances from Joel Edgerton as a racist turned horticulturalist and Quintessa Swindell as the young woman he trains as an apprentice, and thumbs up for The Boogeyman, which comes to the big screen with some good scares and emotional performances. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.